The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Most usually, the one that we want to please is self. The world we live in is a selfish world. Why is that? Well, it's because we have taken on the nature of Satan the devil. We could have taken on God's nature, which is the way of give and love. But the world as a whole has rejected God and His way. We claim we don't have to obey God's law due to the fact we're under grace. We say the law was nailed to the cross. Why would we do such thing? When we claim to be a Christian nation, do we claim to be a righteous nation? You would think we would have to be a righteous nation if indeed we are a Christian nation. Christ-like is what you are if you are a true Christian. Now, I don't think anyone would say Christ was not a righteous person. If you are a true Christian, you will be a righteous person as well. It seems to be very evident this world has taken on the mindset and attitude of selfishness, lust, greed, pride, vanity, jealousy, which is Satan's way. And he has deceived the world and our nation, and perhaps you individually, into thinking that is the way to live your life. This world has been willing to follow that lifestyle. We aren't too concerned about pleasing God, and that's the reason we are in a myriad of problems that we don't know how to solve. We don't understand why disasters happen. We wonder why God allows them and why He doesn't intervene to stop them. You may wonder if God even hears you when you are asking for His help. Notice what God has to say in 1 John 3, verse 22. That's 1 John 3, verse 22. And whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that's pleasing in His sight. Well, what do you think about that? 30 to 60 years after the cross, John and the other apostles were still speaking and writing about the law. Notice this verse again. It says this, and whatever we ask, we receive from Him because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight. Well, do we as a nation, or do you as an individual, keep His commandments? Do you do those things that's pleasing in God's sight, or are we even concerned about pleasing God? Is it self that you want to please? You need to ask yourself, who do you want to please, whether it's God or whether it's self? Do you think the world or our nation are concerned about pleasing God? And as I said, you may want to ask yourself, are you concerned about pleasing God, or are you more concerned about pleasing self, doing those things that please you? Now, the answer to these questions just might give you a good clue as to why we seem to be under curses. For many years, we were the most blessed nation on earth. Why was that? Well, the main reason is that God promised that to the seed of Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. Abraham obeyed God, so did Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. We, the United States and the British people, are the modern descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph, which the birthright blessing was given to. God had to fulfill His promise, which He made to our people, the promise of becoming a company of nations, which England did, and Manasseh, the United States, becoming, and the greatest single nation on earth, which we have been. God promised us the best land, best climate, and military power, and the greatest nation and the richest nation on the face of the earth, and which we, the United States, we have been. We have fulfilled that. God has made His promise good to the United States and to the British people. He told Ephraim, which are the British people, that they would become a company of nations, and they did. They colonized one quarter of the earth. It was said for many years that the sun never sets on the British Empire. But God also made us another promise, that if we turned our back on Him, as we have done, and are turning farther and farther, that He would strip us of those blessings. And this is in process today, and has been happening for many years to the United States. Anyone that has their eyes open at all and is concerned about our nation can see this. Let me ask you, is England, which was the greatest empire ever known, are they an empire anymore? No, they have been stripped of that, and they are only a little nation with very little clout or power. They are a physical brother of the United States, one of the sons of Joseph. Ephraim, which received the birthright blessing as well as the United States, receive that birthright blessing of national greatness, power, and wealth, best climate, raw materials, and so on. And we, as I said, the United States has become the richest nation, or at least we were for many years. It doesn't seem that we are anymore. We are the greatest debtor nation on the face of the earth now. And there is a reason for that, my friends, and I'm going to bring all of that out in this series of programs on whom the United States and the British people are and why we are in trouble the way that we are. Just as England has been reduced to world power and dominance and their empire crumbled, so is the United States now in the process of being stripped of power, wealth, and dominance, just as God said he would do if we didn't obey him. You as an individual can avoid many evils coming on this world, and especially the Israelitish nations, the United States and Britain, by turning to God, by rending your heart, putting on true and pure religion. These calamities are very near and have already begun, and you need to perk up your ears and listen to what I am saying today. You need to listen to what God says is going to happen and is happening right now before your eyes to England and to the United States of America. Things aren't as well with America as they used to be. And if you have any age on you at all, you know that. This nation has lived through some good times because of the birthright blessing. Notice what God had to say here in Deuteronomy 33, beginning in verse 13. That's Deuteronomy chapter 33, beginning in verse 13. And of Joseph he said, "Blessed are the Lord is his land." Now speaking of the United States and the British people, "with the precious things of heaven, with the dew and the deep lying beneath, with the precious fruits of the sun, with the precious produce of the month." Speaking of the best land, the best climate, the best agricultural production on the face of the earth, with the best things of the ancient mountains, with the precious things of the everlasting hills. And let me ask you, my friend, who has been the breadbasket of the world for many, many, many years? Well, it's the United States, isn't it? "With the precious things of the earth and its fullness and the favor of him who dwelt in the bush," speaking of God Almighty, favoring, helping, making strong the arms and the hands of the United States and the British people. Let the blessing come on the head of Joseph and on the crown of the head of him who was separated from his brothers. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns are like the horns of the wild ox. Now this is speaking of military strength and financial dominance of these two nations. His glory is like a firstborn bull, and his horns are like the horns of the wild ox. Together with them, he shall push the peoples to the ends of the earth. They are the 10,000 of Ephraim, and they are the thousands of Manasseh. Who has been in dominance for many, many years, my friends? It has been the United States and the British people. This is what God is saying would happen to us because of the birthright promise. God is speaking about Ephraim and Manasseh, which are the United States and the British people. This is only one place in the Bible that records God's blessing that he promised to the seed of Joseph. Notice 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. That 1 Chronicles chapter 5, verse 1 and 2. "Now the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, he was indeed the firstborn, but because he defiled his father's bed, his birthright was given to the sons of Joseph, the son of Israel, so that the genealogy is not listed according to the birthright." Normally, the firstborn son would have received the birthright blessings, but in this case, it wasn't so. The birthright was taken from Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, or Jacob, and was given to the two sons of Joseph, Ephraim and Manasseh. "Yet Judah prevailed," verse 2, "over his brothers, and from him came a ruler, although the birthright was Joseph." Yes, we know that Christ came through the line of Judah, but the birthright was given to Joseph. And that's Joseph's two sons that was passed right on down to Ephraim and Manasseh. Notice in Genesis 48, beginning in verse 15, this is when Jacob had called his sons together and was blessing them. "And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, the angel who has redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads," that's speaking of Ephraim and Manasseh, the two sons of Joseph, "let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. Did you notice that, my friends? Jacob said, let my name, which had been changed to Israel, let it be named on the two sons of Joseph, which are the United States and the British people, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And we have done that. Britain and the English-speaking people, the British people, and the United States. There has never in the history of mankind been a nation that has grown so fast and so powerful as the United States has, and that became as rich as we have been. Now when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand on the head of Ephraim, it displeased him. So he took hold of his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head to Manasseh's head. And Joseph said to his father, not so, my father, for this one is the firstborn. Put your right hand on his head. But his father refused and said, I know, my son, I know. He also shall become a people, and he also shall become great. Now, speaking of Manasseh here, which, as I've said over and over on this program, and have proved from the Bible many times that it is the United States of America that has become the greatest nation on the face of the earth. God predicted this here. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly, his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his descendants shall become a multitude of nations. And I ask you again, who has colonized the earth? Well, only the English people. Britain has done that. This blessing of Joseph continues in Genesis 49. Joseph is a fruitful bough by a well. His branches run over the wall. Speaking of the fact that we have grown, the United States and the British people have grown into a multitude of people and have colonized the earth, especially England. And notice going on here in verse 23, the archers have bitterly grieved him, shot at him, and hated him. Yes, we've had our troubles, we've had our problems, we've had our warfare, and so on. But our hands have been made strong by the mighty God. But his bow, notice verse 24, but his bow remained in strength, and his arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the mighty God of Jacob. From there is the shepherd of Israel. I see my time is just about up, my friends. We'll pick this up in our next program, and I hope that you'll keep listening, because we're going to make a series of programs on the birthright blessing that were passed down to Ephraim and Manasseh, the United States and the British people. And we're also going to tell us why we are losing those blessings, why we are in the process of losing those blessings now, and we have been for many years, and that we are going to completely lose them unless we change our way and repent and turn to our God. So keep listening. In the meantime, if you would like to know more about this topic, if you would like more information, you may request our free literature, Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel, and you may request our tapes or CDs of this series of programs. And all you need to do to receive our tapes and CDs and the literature that we're offering is call us, the Marble Hill Church of God, at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com and request our free literature, Nations in Decline and the Two Houses of Israel, and request our tapes or CDs of this series of programs by calling us, the Marble Hill Church of God, 238-3675. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today, and we invite you to keep listening to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station daily, others weekly.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.